You've tuned into Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbach. Kent, okay, thank you. And we're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, Herb's house. And we are in John chapter 15 for our morning devotion. This is just going to be a small devotion, about 4.5 minutes. Then we're going to talk about it for 5 minutes to just make a deposit into your life to help you with your Christian life. The title of this is Loved by Christ, Loved by Christ, and we're in verse 9, John 15, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you, abide in my love. Kent, we were talking about last time, there's so much in these verses that it's like virtually impossible to get our arms around this whole truth that's packed into this verse, and this is just another example of this. But this is talking about our being loved by Christ. I think we all have a desire to be loved and to be loved by someone else and other people, to be cared for. But there is no greater love that could ever be set and bestowed upon us than for the Lord Jesus Christ himself. To love us. And that's exactly what this verse is saying. And we often think about how God the Father loves us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But here this is referring to the love of Christ upon us. And so it's just layers and layers of love from the Trinity that has been lavished upon us. But notice he says, just as the Father has loved me. Well, let's just pause for a moment. Wow, how the Father has loved Christ? Well, the Father has loved Christ. Let me just toss out three words. The Father loved Christ perfectly. He loved the Son eternally. And he loved the Son intimately. Think of those three words. Perfectly, it would be the idea of completely, in fullest measure. No aspect of love held back that the Father had and has for the Son. And eternally, there was no beginning to this love. It goes all the way back to eternity past, and it will extend to eternity future. There'll never be a breach in the love that the Father has for the Son. And then also for it to be so intimate. It says in John 1:18 that the Son has his head on the bosom of the Father, and it just speaks of the intimate relationship that they have. Now, the rest of this verse, if it wasn't in the Bible, it would be hard to even imagine that this is true. Just as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. Oh, my word. Kent, I don't think we can take that in. I certainly can't. That means that Jesus has loved us perfectly, fully, completely, eternally, intimately. He has enveloped us with his love and his care, his grace and his mercy. And Jesus then says, as a result of this, abide in my love. And when he says abide in my love, we really need to just glance at the next verse to understand this. He says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And so to abide in the love of Christ really requires obedience to his word. And the idea is that all of the blessings that he would bestow upon us are found in the epicenter of his love as we obey his word. That's what it means to abide in my love, to keep yourself in the very center of my love. And we do that through honoring him and pleasing him by keeping his word. And so I guess one more thing to add. It's what we read in John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so it is love for Christ that motivates our obedience. And yet, as we obey him, there is greater expressions of his love that are just poured out upon us. I can't. We could take the next 10 to 20 steadfast hope sessions to try to peel back the layers of this. I feel very inadequate to even try to open up the profundity of what's here. Wow.
So I guess the first thing I think that many of us would be thinking here is that, okay, the Father loved Jesus, but he was perfect.
Yeah.
He didn't have any blemishes.
Yeah.
And he loved his Father perfectly.
Yeah.
But here it's saying that Jesus loves us even with all of our sin and our mistakes.
Yeah. That is so true. It is true.
How do we get our brain around that?
Well, the best we can do is because we are in Christ.
Right.
And Christ is in us, and the Father now sees us as he sees his own Son,
right,
the Lord Jesus Christ. And because I am in Christ and the Father loves Christ, the Father loves us and Jesus loves us. I mean, Ken, you have two sons, and I love them because of who they are, mm-hmm. but I also love them because they're your two sons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as we are disciples of Christ, mm-hmm. and we are in Christ, the Father loves us because we're followers of his Son.
Right.
And the love that he has for the Son spills over to us, but also we're in his Son, and he sees us as he sees his own Son. And the Son loves us because the Father chose us and gave us to him. And so he loves us because we are the Father's love gift to the Son. And so this almost triangle of love between the Father and the Son and us, we're just caught up in this inter-Trinitarian love. The Father loves the Son loves the Father. We're in the Son, and so the Father loves us because we're in the Son, and the Son loves us because the Father gave us to him. It is totally mind-boggling,
right,
and jaw-dropping, really.
So I guess, again, to go maybe to the next question of application.
Yeah.
If Jesus loves me and you with all of our blemishes and all of our mm-hmm. mistakes, then other believers the same way.
Yeah.
And so if I look at someone else that's a believer, and they frustrate me, shouldn't that be convicting to me that God has loved them with their issues, and I am upset with them, and I'm not loving them as I should.
Yeah.
I guess that's a...
Or listen to this. No, I hear what you're saying, and listen, you're preaching to the choir here. I need to hear this. John 13, verse 34, just two chapters earlier.
Right.
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you.
Mm, there you have it. Yeah.
That you also love one another. Verse 35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So as Christ has loved us, has loved me, I'm now to love you in exactly the same way, and you are to love me. And the only way we can do this is for the Lord to be living inside of us and his grace enabling us to have greater compassion and greater patience and greater desire to give to others, to meet needs in their life. You know, we've often said, living the Christian life's not hard. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Impossible apart from Christ living in us. And so it is Christ living in us that enlarges our heart mm-hmm. towards others and gives us a greater capacity mm-hmm. to love. Mm-hmm. And also, as we study his love for us, it challenges us mm-hmm. to get to the next level of expressing love for other people. So, Kent, this is really where the rubber meets the road.
Makes it hard to get upset with another Christian, doesn't it?
It does, and yet I stumble and on this, and yeah. like everyone else, Kent, I need you to be patient with me, yeah. okay?
No kidding, me too.
I mean, I'm not where I need
yeah.
to be,
yeah.
And that's why I need you to love Christ and for Christ to give you greater love yeah. for me. So, as we've been talking here about being loved by Christ, I trust that whatever you're going through right now, that you would be reminded, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, He has oceans and oceans of love that is being lavished upon you. Your circumstances may seem to dictate otherwise. I just want to remind you that you are greatly loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I look forward to our next episode, our next devotion of Steadfast Hope. I look forward to joining you then. God bless you.